This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Why is it important to have good skin? We continue our conversation with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, when we talk about nutritional deficiency in dairy calves, how bad can ringworm and pink eye get, and can it just run itself out?
Yeah, ringworm can typically be a self-limiting disease. I mean, I've seen calves where they have almost no hair from the shoulders to their face, and that will eventually over time self-cure, but it can take months and months and months. Pink eye typically does not self-cure. Once those animals are infected, they almost always require treatment, and if not treated aggressively, they can actually completely lose the sight in that eyeball. I've actually seen some really bad pink eye cases where we actually had to remove the eyeball to save the animal's life if the infection gets really bad. So, yeah, ringworm, it can be self-limiting and self-cure. Pink eye would require an intervention for treatment.
And you're saying that it's not too late once you detect that to get some nutrition in them quick.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it's very satisfying to go onto a farm and have the producer say, you know, we just struggled with ringworm in this pen ever since we built it. You know, the last 15 years we've had ringworm in this pen. And then to go in, evaluate the feed and the vitamin trace mineral supplementation, make some changes, and 6 months later see a barn full of calves that don't have ringworm is a really satisfying thing for me. And a lot of producers don't know that we can get it to go away with better nutrition. It's pretty cool in that respect.
Is that seasonal at all, or is that just year-round? It doesn't matter when you
get it? Yeah, good question. Yeah, that's a really good question. I guess in my opinion, it does seem to get worse in the spring. It does seem to have a seasonal component, but it is a year-round disease. But it does seem like sometimes we get a little higher cases in the spring. I'm not really sure why about that.
It all depends on the environment, because you say it's you get it from the environment, right?
Yeah, especially the ringworm, that the fungal hyphae live in the environment, on the wood, in the environment, in the barn, and the animals are exposed to that. And if their immune system isn't functioning properly, specific for nutritional deficiency, they can really easily pick up that disease.
Just a really good reminder about nutrition, and just like you do with any other management practice.
Yeah, producers don't have to see ringworm and just write it off and accept it and say, wow, there's really nothing we can do about that. It's a completely preventable disease through better nutrition. And like I said, you know, the ringworm itself is not a disease of significant economic impact, but what it represents is an animal that's got a poorly functioning immune system. The ringworm's not going to cause a huge problem, but if their immune system isn't functioning, they're more likely to acquire pneumonia, and that is going to be a problem. And so when I see a pen full of calves or a barn full of calves with ringworm, I'm actually more worried about their immune status and immune function as it relates to an increased risk of respiratory disease than I am actually about the ringworm itself. It's just the ringworm is like the canary in the mine signaling that there's a problem of significance with the immune function.
Yeah, just like you say, it's a good warning.
Right. Let's take this analogy. Say you're a mechanic, okay, and somebody brings you their car and they say it's making this weird knocking sound. The first thing the mechanic's going to do is open the hood and look around, maybe a belt slipping or something weird. Well, we can't just open the hood of a calf. We can't just crack its rib cage open and say, let's see how your heart's working today. In medicine, we can run x-rays, blood tests, that kind of thing. And it's very, very commonly done in human medicine because that's the only way we can really get a pulse on the status of what's your health and what's going on. We're not going to run x-rays on cattle. We're not going to run a bunch of complicated, expensive blood work on cattle. The easiest way for us to get a pulse on how is that animal's immune function doing is to look at the skin. There's a huge correlation between how the skin's doing and what the function of that immune system's doing. You know, without running complicated tests or doing the x-rays, just recognizing that as the skin goes, the immune system goes is a cheap and easy way for livestock producers to evaluate immune function.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiderman with Crystal Creek.
The continuing efforts of the farm community to communicate what agriculture is all about.
It's so important for us to understand who our consumer is, understand where they're going for information, and figuring out how we can make sure we are very easily accessible and easily found.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance says while farmers young and old are turning to social media,
we see social media as a growing area of opportunity for producers to really embrace.
Others, like Maryland dairy grower Ben Sowers, rely on basic one-on-one, down-on-the-farm discussion with visitors.
We do open our farm up 365 days a year. They come feed the calves, watch the cows being milked. We give a lot of tours.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.